میرزاود آقای ملکی تبریزی is considered as a medium who received the teachings, عرفانی teaching from ملا حسین قلی حمدانی, who himself received these teaching from سید علی آقای شوشتری.
And that's why this line of teachers is brilliant in the history, because they tried to transfer the pure ethics without any sign of selfishness to next generation.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program The Teacher. This program is about the lives and the works of the prominent Muslim Shia scholars, figures, philosophers, and jurists all across the history of Islam. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Mahdavi, and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today we want to talk about an outstanding faqih or jurist, also an arif, a spiritual trainer, and an ustad, or it's better to say to educator or the trainer in the field of akhlaq or ethics, a very prominent famous one. He is no one but Mirza Jawad Agha Maliki Tabrizi. Most of the students and the akhlaqi generation of the students of the Hausa believe that he is among the most outstanding and prominent figures in this field, I mean on training spirituality according to the Shia Islam, and also akhlaq according to the Islamic Shiite guidelines. Okay, Mirza Jawad Agha Maliki Tabrizi, Sheikh Ziyaniya, let's give us a background, I mean about his early life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Late Mirza Jawad Agha Maliki Tabrizi was born in Tabriz, he was from a very wealthy and, you know, rich family. His father was the chief merchant of Tabriz, and he was the head of merchants in Tabriz.
Okay.
But he wanted his son to be the scholar of Islamic studies and to be a alim.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they moved from Tabriz to Najaf. He moved with his father to Najaf when he was a teenager and started Islamic studies there. And from the beginning of his studying, he tried to purify himself to promote in the way of the path of spirituality and nearness to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
Of course, his father did not stay with him in Najaf, but he accompanied him because he was, you know,
yes,
we may say he was from a noble family. So he had even servants at the time that Najaf was a poor city.
Yes.
He had a servant with himself at the beginning of his studying in Najaf. And he started his studying with late marhum Mullah Hussain Qulli Hamadani rahmatullah alayhi.
He was the direct student?
Yes.
Okay.
And there is a very beautiful story from the very beginning days that he participated the course of marhum Mullah Hussain Qulli Hamadani. And that's this story, that when he wanted to participate in the class, the teacher, I mean marhum Mullah Hussain Qulli Hamadani, told him, sit at the gate of the class and do not enter.
Okay.
And because he was from a noble family, this was somehow a disrespect for him.
Okay.
But marhum Mullah Hussain Qulli Hamadani wanted to break, you know, the
pride and the
pride of, you know, a young man that is inside every young person.
That's right.
So marhum Mullah Hussain Qulli Hamadani tries to get him more courtesy and, you know, to internalize these behaviors in his, you know, student. Another story that is mentioned by Sayyid Fatemiya is that when he wanted to participate in the class, they, with his father,
yes,
they get into the class and they asked marhum Mullah Hussain Qulli Hamadani to be the teacher of this young man.
Okay.
Marhum Mullah Hussain Qulli Hamadani told him, okay, you want to be my student? He said, yes. Marhum Allah Hossein Ghuli gave him a very small amount of money, something like, for example, 10 cents of a dollar, and told him, go and buy some vegetable from the shopkeeper.
Okay.
This was very, you know, odd for a person that was from a noble family. And
a noble,
he had servants,
rich family, yes. Okay.
So he was not familiar and accustomed with these, you know, actions. It was very hard for him. It is quoted that he was walking to the shop and coming back again because he was shy, that this amount of money is very few and I'm shy to buy goods by this. At the end, he bought the vegetable and came to the class, and Marhum Allah Hossein Ghuli Hamedani told him, why were you coming and going? It should not be hard for you to buy small things. This is something normal for people.
Okay.
So he started to break his, you know, pride, and that's why he promoted in this way.
That's all right. Really, the presence of a scholar like Mullah Hossein Ghuli Khan Hamedani is really important, you know, in training the spirituality and, it's better to say, this akhlaqi generation of the people and the scholars in the Hausa, which is very much important. Besides fiqh and usul, these akhlaq lessons and the courses are also important. And it's believed that he got permission of ijazah of revaya from Sheikh Murtaza Ansari, you know, one of the greatest scholars of the Hausa of Najaf on that time. So, Sheikh Mahtabi, when you refer to the Islamic studies, I mean, in the Hausas of Najaf, Qom, and Mashhad, you find a line which seems to be very much different from the usuli fiqhi one, okay, or the kalami one. And that is this akhlaqi irfani, or the ethical spiritual one. Hossein Ghuli Hamedani, as the head, I mean, and the other generation after that as the students, which culminate into a line like Sayyid Ali Ghazi Tabatabai, Allama Tabatabai, you know, Ayatollah Saadat Parvar, and the others, okay? Talk a little bit about this line of spiritual and ethical trainers, starting with Hossein Ghuli Hamedani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we talk about this line that you mentioned, brother, we have to say that really, really, this man was blessed. Why? Because he was contemporary with the great ulama.
Yes.
In terms of irfan, in terms of usul, in terms of philosophy, in terms of everything. When we look at the ulama, he was living in their age and time. We see the name of Sheikh Murtaza Ansari, as you mentioned. Everybody knows Sheikh Ansari, the great scholar of Hawza al-Ilmiya, the two books, Makasib and Rasail. Everybody knows about these two books. Besides this, we see the head of, or the founder of the Hawza al-Ilmiya in Qom, the seminary school in Qom, Sheikh Abdul Karim Ha'iri.
That's right.
He was also contemporary to him as well. Besides them, we see Akhund, Marhum Akhund, Rahmatullah Alayh, the author of Kifayatul Usul. So he was really blessed having this opportunity and chance to be contemporary to these ulama.
Yes.
Is not something to be given to everybody easily. But what you mentioned, among these ulama, we have one of them, which we might say is shining in terms of akhlaq and irfan. And he is no one except Mullah Hossein Ghuli Hamedani. Nowadays, if we talk about the proper irfan, practicing proper irfan, irfan which is in the same line with the Ahlul Bayt, which is in the same page with the Rawayat and Quran, usually, ulama and scholars are tracing this type of irfan back to Allama Tabatabai, from Allama Tabatabai to Sayyid Ali Aghai Qadi Tabatabai. Then they reach Mirza Jawad Agha Maliki Tabrizi, the one now you're talking about.
That's right.
So he is considered as, or he is regarded as a medium in this path.
That's right.
Who received the teachings, irfani teaching, from Mullah Hossein Ghuli Hamedani, who himself received this teaching from Sayyid Ali Aghai Shushtari.
That's right.
So, you mean, and delivered.
Sorry, Sayyid Ali Aghai Shushtari is a person before Hossein Ghuli Hamedani.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And it goes back to Sheikh Jula.
Okay.
And
on whom we do not have much details.
Yes.
Okay.
There are it's kind of dispute. It's under dispute.
Who was the real
And now it's out of our discussion. We don't want to talk about him. But Mirza Odaghe Maliki Tabrizi, this man, this great man, is regarded as a medium to receive those teaching and deliver the teaching to Sayyid Ali Aghai Qadhi. And then nowadays we see in Hausa, most of the scholars who are really well known of practicing akhlaq and irfan,
yes,
they are related to this path.
That's right.
Which finds its way at the middle to Mirza Odaghe Maliki Tabrizi.
That's all right. But it seems this line, I mean, this training and the teaching on akhlaq and irfan seems to be more difficult than fiqh and usul or something like that. Because those near mere studying, okay, the books and the textbooks, but this one is working on the personality. Absolutely hard situations you have to tolerate, isn't it so?
I think it's a bit controversial to talk like that, to say this is more difficult than the others. Although for somebody to be empowered with the knowledge or to be empowered with the ethics and morality, this is something which is difficult. But the knowledge is knowledge.
Okay.
Ethics or mysticism and fiqh and usul, all of them are knowledge.
Yes.
But when it comes to practice, when usuli, the great usuli, wants to practice usul, that is also difficult.
Yes.
But since practicing akhlaq and morality is not easy, why? Because the moment a person wants and likes to practice akhlaq and morality, he feels or he finds himself surrounded by the shaitan and temptation of shaitan.
Right.
This is what makes the field of akhlaq and irfan more difficult.
That's right.
So he has to discover himself. He has to break the pride within himself. He is always in a struggle with the nafs or his soul.
That's
so
right.
This is what makes practicing irfan and akhlaq more difficult. But in terms of knowledge, knowledge is knowledge.
That's right.
And science is science.
Okay.
We're not talking in terms of science. But practicing akhlaq is really difficult. And that's why we see he is considered as one of the direct students who witnessed the presence of Mullah Hussein Ghulia Hamadani for 14 years to reach somewhere.
Okay.
This is what made him as Mirza Odaghe Maliki Tabrizi to be placed in this path and deliver these teachings besides the practices to his students.
That's all right. Okay, anything, Sheikh Ziyani, about this line of akhlaq and irfan in the Hausa?
The important point that I should mention is that, you know, practicing akhlaq is very important because it is Jahadul Akbar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shuhada, they are martyred in the battlefield. But as it is quoted in the riwayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they were returning from jihad, His Holiness asked his companions that what is Jihadul Akbar? They said that we have devoted many of our time and we had got some injuries, we have given some martyrs. So this is Jihadul Akbar. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, this was Jihadul Asghar.
Mm-hmm.
And Jihadul Akbar is fighting with your nafs.
Okay.
So that's why, you know, this field is very difficult and very dangerous. And that's why
you mean by dangerous is that you might not be qualified enough in order to practice what you preach, isn't it?
You know, when you, I wanted to mention this, that it's dangerous because when you got some degrees,
mm-hmm,
and you feel that, okay, now I'm somehow a moral person, then Satan will be more powerful against you and tries more to cheat you and deceive you. So now you are able to cheat other people also.
That's right.
When you are only yourself, you are just maybe deceived yourself.
Okay.
And you are not pulling other people with yourself to the misguidance.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are a famous moral person, that's the moment that you may take other people with yourself in the path that maybe it's wrong or maybe it's not correct.
Okay.
So that's why it's dangerous. And that's why this line of teachers is brilliant in the history, because they tried to transfer the pure ethics without any sign of, you know, selfishness to next generations.
That's all right.
So that's unique about them.
Okay, that's all right. This is really great about these scholars on Irfan and Akhlaq, you know, still the line is going on with nurturing the students. And Mirza Jawad Agha Maliki Tabrizi finally passed away on Zilhijja 11th, that is 1344, according to the Hijra calendar. And his body was taken into Sheikhan Cemetery, a very famous cemetery. So many ulama and scholars are buried over there.
And he companions of Ahlul Bayt.
Yes, and the companions of Ahlul Bayt. It's very old, ancient cemetery and graveyard in the city of Qom. He was buried over there. He is famous for compiling some specific books regarding Akhlaq and Irfan, especially Al-Muraqabat, you know, Asrar al-Salat, a treatise on Liqa Allah, how to get closeness to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll talk about these books of Mirza Jawad Agha Maliki Tabrizi in upcoming session of the program, inshallah. But thank you, Imam Sheikh Ziyaniya and Sheikh Mahtavi, for your elaboration on his life. It was very kind of you.
You're most welcome.
And dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of the program, The Teacher on Mirza Jawad Agha Maliki Tabrizi, the outstanding faqih and scholar of Akhlaq and Irfan. For more information on this program and in order to download for free our previous programs, please visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.